There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Travels this week belong to this rock legend. I'm so excited to hear these.
Yeah, and just before then, he was talking about the memory of legendary guitarist Rick Parfitt, and he also said that losing a band member was never easy.
No, and back in 1985, you might remember this status quo. They kickstarted the Live Aid concert. It was organised by Bob Geldof and Midgier to raise funds for the Ethiopian famine, of course. Rossi remembers it like it was yesterday. He's also got a rather interesting nickname for Bob Geldof.
No, nothing has eclipsed that, and I don't think it can. You have to remember what the world was like, what England was like, particularly at that point. And we were off for some reason that summer, which is unusual. We bumped into Bob Geldof being at the same record company, Rick and I. What we were doing in there, I don't know. And he was trying it on. We said, go away, Bob. And within a week or so, we were there again, which again was weird. And he said it and asked us again. And he said, we need one of you older bands to commit. I subsequently found out he said that to all the older bands. And I said, look, Bob, we're not getting on. We're under rehearsed. He said, it doesn't matter what you sound like. So we kind of agreed to do it. Rick and I did a lot of the promo. The other thing, too, everyone's egos got involved at who wants to go on first. And so we said, we'd gladly go on first. Get on, get off, before the problems begin. And when we walked on, that's when him and I looked at each other and went, I get it now. And I think that happened with a lot of the artists, that we suddenly realised that Mouth Almighty had got everyone galvanised and pushed. So it was a unique feeling in the audience. Then it wasn't the normal quid pro quo they've played to with an expectation. They felt to be part of it. I've never felt an audience like that before and still haven't since. And there's some euphoric audiences you get, but nothing like that one.
Calling Bob Geldof motor mouth, only something Francis Rossi could pull off, I think. We couldn't do it.
No, definitely
and
not.
And we wouldn't want to, would we?
No.
At the Irish Village.
Exactly.
Wouldn't dare. Yeah. So he's also been honoured with the Order of the British Empire, an OBE.
Yes.
That's what that means.
Exactly. And he says meeting the Queen of England changed his mind about her.
We met the Queen a couple of three times on various occasions, but that was quite something else. Well, I'm pretty sure I'm not a royalist per se. However, what they do for this country is really rather good, what they generate and so on. And she works harder than anybody I know. We're supposed to be a hard-working band. She has more engagements a year than we do.
Right.
She has more engagements than there are days in the year. And so do various other members of the family. So they are doing their thing. And I was at the time kind of honoured. Wow, we got this, But I do feel that there are certain other people more deserving. But then I think it was New Year's Day, a load of news people came around to do the filming. And that's when I realised that people like myself and Rick and whomever, you raise the profile. So you get X amount of people, look at those two, we can't, what's going on? And other people go, there's our boys, isn't that lovely? So it raises the profile of that honours system.
It does. And status quo, you're just hearing the voice of Francis Rossi there. They're playing at Dubai Opera tomorrow night from 9 o'clock. If you haven't got your tickets yet, do get them. And we'll talk more about that in Live Weekend. But we want to get into the tracks now. This is Tracks of My Travels with Francis Rossi. And which one will be first?
If you can find it, it's a song by Johnny and the Hurricanes, which is instrumental with organ. And it's Red River Rock, which is Red River Valley, an old country song. And it was one of the things that really, really inspired me when I was younger. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That was Johnny and the Hurricanes. Red River Rock. Francis Rossi's first choice for Tracks of My Travels. Not had many instrumental choices on this segment of the show before.
No.
The time you heard that audio would have been 1959.
Yeah, and I just realised that was before even my mother was born.
That's incredible, isn't it?
It is.
Where will he go next, I wonder? Well, here's a clue.
Apart from I like the sentiment and the idea that this poor fellow's pining away because he's never been loved. The guitar sounds on it, the riff on it, it was when guitars and electric basses and drums were starting to come together.
Find out who he's talking about when we come back. This is Tracks of My Travels on Dubai 103.8. Stephan Shuthi with you through till 4 o'clock today. Travel, entertainment and what's on. What's on after 2:30. If you're looking for your next podcast, by the way, jump online. Lots and lots of great Tracks of My Travels. Last week we had Rajan Datar, who hosts the BBC Travel Show. You just got to look for the ticket podcasts on there. But rock legend Francis Rossi from Status Quo, who are live at Dubai Opera on Friday night, choosing this afternoon's Tracks of My Travels for us. First choice, left to centre.
Yes, it was different. It was the Hurricanes' Red River Rock instrumental version from 1959. So I am excited to hear where we're going next.
I was going to say anything from the Everly Brothers, but probably When Will I Be Loved? Apart from I like the sentiment and the idea that this poor fellow's pining away because he's never been loved. The guitar sounds on it, the riff on it, it was when guitars and electric basses and drums were starting to come together. So I just saw them on the TV somewhere, I think, and it was acoustic guitars, and it was the two-part harmony. And I suggested to my brother that we do that, so we asked our parents to get us guitars for Christmas. Unbeknownst to me, he went round and told them he wanted the train set instead. But I sold the train set off a few years later just to get my own back.
Status Quo.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there in the front on Friday night, unless people get pushy, and then I'm going to go to the back.
Are you rocking the double denims?
Yeah, possibly. Although I am worried about how hot it's going to be. Even though there's aircon.
Yeah.
If it's hot at the front and it's crowded, I don't think denim skirt and denim shirt look good. I like to do the jeans and the shirt when I'm double deniming.
Shorts and the shirt then.
Oh, no, that's like band camp 1994, that is, Shoots. You can't be doing that. That was When Will I Be Loved, the Everly Brothers. Cracking second choice there. Where are we headed for Francis Rossi's third and final choice for Tracks of My Travels today?
If I have any heroes at all, it's probably Jeff Lynne. So stepping out. And probably one of the more recent versions that he did at Hyde Park a few years ago. He seems to think they got wrong in the original record. I don't. So Jeff Lynne or ELO stepping out.
sooner than I thought. Take the things you bought. Clouds are gathering. Say goodbye to all your friends. They're gonna be sorry. For a while that's how it goes. But then again, who knows about the rain. Said you sold me down the river. I thought I was a fool. Said the rain is falling. What did they know? Then I saw your face. Heard the song that you were singing. Though I thought I knew the words, the tune was quite absurd. I'm out of pain.
That's Jeff Lynne, Stepping Out, and that is the live version at Hyde Park.
Ooh, very nice.
It is. So the Tracks of My Travels today belong to Francis Rossi, who we'll hear more from in Live Weekend, which is just around the radio corner.
And if you missed any of that, you can jump online where all of the Tracks of My Travels lived by 103.8. Going to be setting up your weekend, aren't we, in minutes?
We are.
No plans, don't worry about it. We've got all bases covered for you. Also, Afternoon Club.
Yeah, the registrations are opening soon. So, you know, all you have to do is get in touch with us.
Don't miss that one. And if you've got any tracks of my travels of your own that you'd like to share with us, please do, because we love doing it.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.